Global Impact.
Global Impact.
Global Impact.
A mission that is at the very heart of our church.
To bring the good news of Jesus to the world.
As he was ending his time on earth, Jesus gave the church the Great Commission.
His message was simple. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Since 2007, we've partnered with over 20 places around the world.
Over 29 partners and ministries.
And this number continues to grow.
Global Impact Celebration is the highlight of our year.
It is a special time when we come together by flying in our partners from all over the world.
So our church members can personally connect with them.
We hear updates of the life-changing work they do through their ministries.
Worship together.
Hear incredible testimonies.
And inspiring messages.
It's also a time to take up our faith commitment offering,
so we are able to continue financially supporting our partners in the coming year.
We live out our call locally in Regina,
nationally in Canada,
and internationally all over the world
by coming together to live out the Great Commission.
Our heart is to be led by the Holy Spirit
and communicate the gospel
by supporting churches and church leaders as they impact their communities,
by equipping apostles around the world through leadership training and missions,
in making personal connections with the people we partner with,
and by meeting the practical needs of our partners and those they minister to.
We can achieve a bold and far-reaching impact for the kingdom of God.
Well, good morning, church. I think you know it's going to be a good service when you come in the morning and the power's out. So there had to be something going on there. But we're so amazed to see six people baptized in this service and six more in the next service. I think you'll agree it's fantastic worship. Incredible to see the lives being changed. I'm very thankful for a few minutes to compose myself after watching those testimonies. And so my name is Jenny Kana, and I am on the pastoral team here at Harvest City. And a big part of my role is being part of the leadership of Global Impact. And we are so excited to have our 17th annual celebration this year happening in less than 4 weeks, 26 days to be exact. I have a countdown. It's very serious now. And our theme this year, as you saw, is God of Miracles. And we believe that God moved in a mighty way last year at our faith commitment offering, where we had $350,000 pledged, which was $100,000 more than we were even believing for. And so that was because of your obedience in your generosity and also the faithfulness of God. And so it felt very fitting this year that the theme would be God of Miracles. And we would celebrate the miracles that God has done and believe for more miracles, more than we can ask and more than we can think and more than we can imagine. And so here is going to be the first of three promos you'll see over the next few weeks with a little bit more about our theme.
My parents told me about this man named Jesus, who was the real-life Son of God. We heard he was out in the country near our village, so everybody wanted to go see him. Even though Dad said Jesus was close to the village, it took us a really long time to get there. But eventually we found him, with a giant crowd of people. At first I was confused because he just looked like a normal man. But then they started bringing sick people to him, and he touched them and made them better again. We stayed and watched him help people all day, but then everyone started getting hungry, and we were so far away from anywhere with food. Jesus had some friends with him, and they went around asking if anyone had food to share. One of the boys from the village was there, and he was nice and shared some bread and fish he had, but it wasn't much food for everyone. Then Jesus took the food and prayed the blessing over it, and something amazing happened. Jesus' friends took the food and started giving it out to people. They gave out more and more and more, and it just kept going. They gave bread and fish to everyone who was there. There was so much leftovers. Jesus' friends had to carry it away in baskets. It was a miracle.
When we think of the miracles we see in the Bible, we tend to focus on the spectacle of seeing impossible things happen. But is that really what makes something a miracle? Or is there a part for us to play as well?
So we serve a God of miracles, amen? And when we talk about the faithfulness of God, It's based off what he has already done. We're talking about the Goliath that he defeated in the Bible, those stories that we know are true and are not just stories. But it's, we're also referring to the Goliath that he's defeated in our lives. And I think if you and I were to sit down together and I asked you to think of a miracle that God has done, you'd be able to think of at least one that's happened in your life. And maybe if we pushed a little further, you'd be able to think of some more that maybe wouldn't seem extraordinary or supernatural to someone else, but you know that that was a miracle in your life. And we are going to hear some stories from our incredible local partners about the testimonies of miracles that they have seen. But I want to challenge you as you hear these stories to think about what God has done in your life too. Think about those stories, those miracles. And we would actually love to hear them. On our website and in our Global Impact promotions this week, you're going to see a link for you to write about your miracle testimony, something that's happened in your life. Because miracles aren't just restricted to those who are in ministry or doing ministry somewhere else. They're happening in our lives. And Global Impact is a celebration not only of our support in other nations and the people who we partner with, but it's a celebration of right here in this house as well and what God is doing here. Because this is about the advancement of the kingdom that is happening through each and every one of us. And we know that one small act of obedience on our part might be the miracle that somebody else is waiting for, or how someone else might be used to be a miracle for you. Because the best way for us to believe for a new miracle is to look back at everything that the God of the impossible has already done in our lives. And so we really want to celebrate that with you, make it a part of our celebration. So think about that as you hear these stories, and we'd love you to just go onto that link and write it down. But without further ado, we're going to welcome our very first local partner to the stage. Please help me in welcoming Attila Chakan. He is the pastor, the lead pastor of Morningstar Ministries.
Shalom, everyone. Good to see you all.
So, Attila, just for everyone who maybe is new and doesn't necessarily know too much about your ministry, can you explain what is your ministry? Who do you serve? What does it look like?
Yeah, my name is Attila Chakan. So you almost nailed it. It was close.
I was close.
Yeah. It means pickaxe. I'm originally Hungarian, born and raised in Hungary. I came over to the States 2010. I had a drastic conversion experience in 2012. Didn't grow up as a Christian. And the Lord led me to ministry right away, Bible school, met my wife there. And long story short, I'm not going to tell you my whole testimony here. I'm counting the minutes, seconds back there. The Lord led me to Regina, Saskatchewan, to Glenn Povey's church, Morningstar Ministries. I was an intern in 2019, and I had no intention of becoming a pastor or taking over the church at all. But God had different plans, and in the 2-3 years, he worked on my heart, my wife's heart, a lot. And 2022, October 16th, we had the ordination ceremony, so I became lead pastor of Morningstar. Morningstar was established, I believe, 1984. If you want to hear the history, you can talk to Dave Wells. It was actually part of Maranatha, and Harvest City used to be Maranatha about 40, 50 years ago. And Morningstar was a Bible study led by Glenn Povey, but it grew into a church. And I think at first it was called Maranatha too. I'm confused with the history there, but now it's called Morningstar. So it's a long, long, it has been around for a long time. And Glenn Povey was the lead pastor and founder up to 2022 when I took the mantle. So that's, and so we are in North Central. You're serving the North Central community. Mostly Aboriginal people. We're also reaching out to reservations. That's our heart, to really see North Central transformed. Yeah.
Amen. Even just you mentioning Glenn there, Attila, I know that your obedience to come to Canada was a miracle for him and the next step for Morningstar. So
I'm jumping ahead, sorry.
I'll let you answer the questions. Can you tell us what this past year in ministry has looked like at Morningstar?
Yeah, so this year has been interesting. I mean, as I said, the biggest thing was the transition of leadership. So that began, we decided with my wife that we will do it. Actually, we almost left. We went through an incredibly difficult time in 2022, but we went through some strong prayer time. A lot of people prayed for us, and we came out at the other end feeling like God is calling us to stay and to take over the ministry. So we decided 2022, January, we're going to do that, and that began a transition up to October. So it was mostly about a transition, but even though I was already in leadership, and Mr. Povey allowed me to make leadership decisions, with the ordination and the actual transfer of power, something really happened there. Spiritually and even psychologically, I really feel the Lord gave me almost like, I don't know, I can't explain it. Maybe pastors can explain how it works. But ever since then, the ministry has been, I almost feel like I've given a vision. And I think the two major things for this year for us is to push in on evangelism and discipleship. Raise up disciples in North Central in the church.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So with our final question, we'd just like you to share a testimony of a miracle that you've experienced, whether that's something that a huge thing God has done in your life, or maybe an act of obedience that you were a miracle for someone else, or someone else was a miracle for you.
No, for sure. And before we go there, we really, really appreciate Global Focus. Last year was probably the first year I was full-fledged part of it. It was an amazing experience, and you guys helped us a lot. And that's a miracle in itself, your guys' help. So I do want to say some things about how you guys help. Mostly with remodeling. Our church is actually one of the oldest church buildings in the city, and we got it for a good price. Back in the day, Dave Wells gave us a good price. I wasn't even born at the time, but but thank you, Dave. And so a lot of remodeling happened. With the help of Hope Construction, too. Hope Construction, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We had lights in the sanctuary that had to be fixed, the eavesdrops on the south side, new siding on the east side. We're going to get a double door soon as well. Lots of money. Everybody okay back there? Okay. Lots of money went also to the youth outreach. We had a Jesus Revolution movie night with the church. We took 20 people out to watch it. Anyone saw that movie, by the way? Awesome movie, eh? It was really good. Mm-hmm. We might have a movie night in the church one day. You're invited, if you fit. School staff, we took them up to PA. It was a really good trip. And also meals with young adults. I take people out for meals. It's a really big burden for pastors. We sometimes have to go and sit in restaurants and talk to people, you know. Keg. Okay, I didn't take them to the keg. No. But it's a blessing. So thank you so much. And miracles. So one miracle is, as you said, even me stepping in as an intern and then becoming a lead pastor is a miracle in itself, as you said. On one hand, the Povies have been praying for years for someone to come, and it is a really difficult place, difficult ministry, and for years it didn't happen, but the Lord has empowered me. It's not my. I don't take credit for it because I didn't want to stay. But it was the Holy Spirit that really fell on us and empowered us. So that's a miracle in itself. And being able to be a pastor, I never liked public speaking and preaching, but the Lord working miraculously in my life to do that, again, to you guys, he can do anything through you. It's his power. But other miracles we have seen, our school was in trouble. We were actually considering shutting it down. But then we were praying, and a man from the Philippines came. He couldn't go back to China because of COVID. He was a missionary there. And he stayed here, and now he took on bringing back our church school to the ACE standards, and he really helped us a lot. He was a big answer to prayer. We also had some miracles happen. We had quite a few, but I'm just going to share a few here in this 1 minute that's left. We had a guy a week ago, actually. He was in the hospital. He had a badly swollen tongue. He was choking. He couldn't swallow, and the doctors were confused. They had no idea what was happening. So Glenn Povey and his grandson went to pray for him, and he felt like a sensation from head to toe, and he was healed, and they released him the next day. So he shared his testimony. Yeah. No, praise God. We had one of our worship leaders who got COVID, and they were going to intubate him. But we, again, prayed for him, and his oxygen levels increased, so his intubation was canceled, and again, he's doing okay now. Amen, amen. All right, 35 seconds. Keep your claps short. Man coming off drugs. He was really antsy. He was all over the place. Me and Mr. Povey prayed for him, and he calmed down. No clapping? No clapping. Just hold on. Only 5 seconds? Okay, thanks. That's good. Last one. A couple of weeks ago, Love Bus. I might be stealing testimonies from you guys. Sorry. You go on the Love Bus Tuesdays, and there's three people that pain left them. We prayed for them, and pain left them. And one of them had a really, really painful toe, and the pain left. And he was like, how did you guys do this? But we were saying, it wasn't us. It's Jesus. Jesus is doing this. So that was really encouraging for us, and I think for you guys as well. Bang!
Wow.
Right on
Amazing.
Time.
Amazing. Yeah. Right on time.
Okay. Awesome.
But thank you so much, Attila.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys. Love you. And I'm so moved by this service, by the way. It's so awesome to see people baptized. And I really feel like God loves this church. He loves you. And I love you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Attila. So we're going to welcome up Alden and Kate Ludwig now, who run the Love Lives Here bus ministry. So same first question to you. Can you share a little bit about your ministry and who you serve, what it looks like?
In Matthew 25, 35 to 36, Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came. How do we do this? Our platform is a school bus converted to a mobile coffee house / church. On the streets of North Central and the Core area, we are known as the Love Bus. We're an all-volunteer organization with two teams, one that ministers on Friday night and the other on Tuesday afternoon. We serve sandwiches, pastries from Le Macaron, chips, fruit, baking, and sometimes hot meals. We also have hot and cold drinks. All who come to the bus are welcome. Some are old friends, but every night there are new ones. Often they will say, I was told you are good people. We may have those who are involved in prostitution, the homeless, the gang members, the lost, the hurting, the brokenhearted. Those seeking encouragement and prayer all deserve the love of Christ. We carry through donations, coats, socks, gloves, sweaters, blankets, toques, scarves, personal hygiene products. We carry Bibles and offer shelter and encouragement. No one leaves without the offer for prayer, although in many cases, they make the request before we get a chance to. The sick are prayed for. The wounded are bandaged. The sick are visited in homes and are driven to the hospital, where they are also visited by the team. There's no direct prison ministry. We'll leave that to the Exodus team. But many we encounter are newly released from jail or prison that are ministered to. Our amazing team is diverse in many ways, but united in their servant hearts, and desire to share the love of Christ. It's such an honor, delight, and blessing to minister with them weekly. I'll end with Matthew 25:40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did to the least of these of my brethren, you did it to me.
So since our last Global Impact Celebration, can you just share what the year has looked like for you on the Love Bus?
This past year was a tough one for the bus. There were mechanical issues that kept us from going out with it, but that didn't keep us from going out. We'd load up the SUV. We'd go and did a lot of home visits, still some on the street, but it was more about encouraging and strengthening and building relationships. I remember when we did get the bus back, we were pretty excited about it, but not compared to the street. We were out on one of the first stops, and there was a young gentleman that was just so excited, he just ran to the corner and said, the Love Bus is out! The Love Bus is out!
So. Yeah, that's amazing. And finally, can you share a miracle testimony that you've experienced?
Okay, well, I talked to the team about this, and the word miracle really captured my heart. And so we were talking about it, and one gal said, Kate, you know, every time we go around a corner, there's a miracle waiting to happen. And so I thought, well, let me just think about this. So I looked up the meaning of the word miracle, and it actually means a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency, an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. And I thought, she got it. That's it. So I sat, you know, pondered it some more, and I just want to read, I guess, part of my journal that flowed out of my heart when I looked at the word miracle. So, miracles, we've seen many physical healings on the bus, salvation, suicides prevented, and the list goes on. But it's the unexpected, in-the-moment miracles, divine interventions in human affairs that make us go, wow, God. We're an in-the-moment ministry, meaning we are mobile. We are on the move, looking for the one the Lord is leading us to. Mother Teresa said, if you focus on the masses, you will be overwhelmed. So focus on the one, and that one will lead you to the next one, and that one will lead you to another one. So that is what we do. We look for the one. I never considered till now that we were actually focused on the next miracle God was planning to do. Our team prays that the Holy Spirit would lead us to the places he has prepared for us. We never know where we'll wind up. But God does. I am learning he has quite a sense of humor, leading us into the darkness and the unknown. We hear so often, who are you? How did you know I was here? How did you know I was calling out to God for help? Our answer is, we didn't, but God did. He led us to you. This is how much he loves you and cares for you. We are just crazy for Jesus people who go where he sends us, and he sent us to you. I could write a book about miracle moments we have encountered, but I'll share briefly a few recent miracles. It was after midnight on a minus 40 evening. We came around a corner and saw a young man at a bus stop. He seemed out of place, so we pulled up. We opened the door and he jumped on immediately. Not knowing who we were, he said, I thought I was going to freeze to death. I've been waiting for the bus, but it hasn't come. He would have waited till the morning as the last bus was already long gone. He was not dressed for the weather, nor did he have a phone. We wrapped him in blankets and gave him a hot drink. He lived way out on the east end of the city. On the long drive out, we were able to share the good news about Jesus to him. And having been in an area of the city we normally do not venture to, guess what? Yes, another miracle moment took place around a corner. Another evening, we came around a corner and there stood a mom and her two daughters. Again, they seemed out of place. They eventually came on the bus, and the mom shared that she had just fled a domestic situation and was terrified. She too said, how did you know I was here? But God, we were able to comfort her and her kids and formulate a plan for her. We pulled over for one divine appointment when two young teens came to the bus. They were very scared. We invited them on, and they shared they were being followed and threatened by a gang. We offered to get them home, and they were beyond grateful. They kept saying, you just saved our lives. I can't believe you showed up. How did you know? We didn't, but God did. Clothing miracles. To see coats and boots that look like they shouldn't fit the person, yet they seem to mold to their bodies and fit perfectly as they put them on. But God. Then there are those who stop us and thank us for the years of prayer and encouragement. You kept showing up and finding me, encouraging me and praying for me. You never gave up on me. So we have the miracle of a changed life. A life off the streets. They tend to tell all our patrons who are earshot, you listen to these people and their prayers. You believe them. They are prayers full of power and they work. They worked for me and they will work for you. So to end, last Friday, we encountered many distressed women. It was almost overwhelming emotionally. One worker sitting amongst the distress started praying out loud, Jesus, I thank you for how you are working right here. Right now, I choose not to allow what I see to override your goodness. You are right here with us. You are doing things that we cannot see. I choose to praise you in this moment. I choose to see your provision and goodness. You are a good, good God. It stopped me. It touched my heart. As we talked about the moment while driving to our next unknown destination, another worker began singing, God is so good. We all joined in, and miraculously, the atmosphere around us and in us began to change. We were now focused and ready for the next around-the-corner miracle. He is truly the waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. He is here moving in our midst. Even though we don't see him, he's still working. Yeah. Our in-the-moment miracles are about witnessing God's goodness and mercy right here, right now. Or is it just around the corner? Or maybe it's just around your corner.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you. Even as you mentioned there about the miraculous, the way a coat will fit someone, you know, that's born out of people donating. And so the small act of obedience of, I don't need this jacket anymore, and I know the love bus are collecting and handing it in, that little token there becomes a miracle in someone else's life and provides Amen. Warmth on a freezing cold day. So we're just blown away. And thank you for all that you do and committing your time and going out and serving in North Central, Friday nights, late nights. It's incredible yes. to hear the fruit of that. So thank cool. you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for all your donations. Thank you.
A little fun fact for you all. These chairs are what all of our people who are baptized sat in to film their videos. And as we were doing the videos, I said to each and every one of them, I know it's tempting, but don't swing in your chair. And so I'm really conscious right now that you're all watching me, and I'm trying really hard to plant my feet, but I'm a little too short, so I'm stretching, but I'm trying to make sure. You can call me out on it afterwards if you see me swinging. But our final partner is Donna West, and she runs City Kids here in Regina. So Donna, can you explain a little bit about what City Kids is?
Sure. So I always tease Kate and Eldon that we are going to do them out of work. City Kids is working again in North Central Regina. We are working with many of the children that Kate and Eldon are working with the parents. So we are here to help them rise above their circumstances, help them to know that they can have, you know, that they're rise above besides of where they're working, living. So many times I hear people say, well, I'm from the hood. That's great. Awesome. Because you can even, God can work in you so much better. And so, yeah, we're helping them to know that there is a plan and a purpose for their life, that they are loved. It's great to be a child and to just go out there and be who God has called you to be, and working with them and just, yeah, even building that connection with the families.
And how often does City Kids run?
Well, we are a weekly program, but we're in a rebuilding stage from the pandemic, as many people are. And so right now we're doing two cohorts. So cohort one comes one Saturday and cohort two comes the other Saturday. But yeah, as we know, God's got plans, and we will be back to that weekly program.
Amazing. And so I know you mentioned that things have shifted a little bit in terms of your cohort. So what else has happened in the past year?
Yeah, so it's, you know, last year has been a challenge year. It's been that rebuilding year. It's been that year for me to sit back and honestly do a lot of questioning. It's been, we've been watching our youth, you know, when you don't give them a program, they're going to find a program for their own. And unfortunately, it's not a good place. So many of them, City Kids is their safe place. It's the place to come to get away from that home where there's the abuse and the addictions and everything happening. So when it wasn't happening, they were just wandering out on the streets. So it's been, I've been seeing and hearing reports, and I know we all hear the news, the 14, 15-year-olds, crime rate has increased. Many of those are our kids. And we know, God, I've been reconnecting with many of them, and I'm hearing them say, I want to come back to City Kids. It's to get them there. It's to get that step to there, to let them know that they're not being judged. You can change your plans again. You can come back. And we can be there for you. June 2022, we found out that we were losing access to our building. We'll step ahead a little bit. Miracle that God gave it to us right to the end of December. So again, looking for that new permanent building that we can call City Kids Playhouse Theater, to just continue on growing in what God's called us to do.
We are so believing with you for a miracle with the building. I know that's, we'll be praying into that, but can you share some miracles that you've experienced in your life or with ministry that God has done?
Yeah, well, me just sitting here is a miracle. I am not an extroverted person, very introverted. But my lifelong dream was to be a teacher. I walked away from my dreams, wandered around for a while, just job to job, till God brought me back into the church, brought me into North Central, and got me even involved with the Love Lives Here bus and through the ministries there. And God just kept growing my desire to do more and for these children. God was giving me these visions and these dreams, and it was actually City Kids from Hamilton, Ontario that reached out to me. And I had tried finding some bus ministries because that's what we were doing with the kids, and nothing was there. And Trevor, who is the founder and director of City Kids Hamilton, he actually found me. Somebody in Regina, he was able to find, and the program was exactly the vision God was giving me. So that was a miracle right there, that God would open the doors here. Just even a few weeks ago, God woke me up in the middle of the night, and all I could hear was faith. Yes, I know. I need faith. I got faith, please. But then he was giving me this picture. It was an oak tree all by itself. And the wind comes and the oak tree is rooted in the ground and it stays there. It's not being moved. The wind can move it back and forth, but it is planted. Around this oak tree was a whole bunch of acorns. And God just said, the oak tree is City Kids. You will have your building. You will be planted. The roots will be made in Regina permanently. The acorns were the kids and they're raising up, coming strong. And it's through the City Kids that we are raising these kids up. And one by one, you know, as God pours rain and sun on the acorns, they get rooted and become these big, strong oak trees. And that's what City Kids is to the children. We're the hand that reaches out to them, that holds them. And, you know, as you had said earlier, when we really stop to think, we can find our miracles, even in the midst of our discouragement. And three miracles out of that is my very first City Kids graduate is on the City Kids board. I've got a young man a year ago. He was ready to go live on the street. He had given up on life. There was nothing left for him. So he felt today he is, well, he started off as a dishwasher. He has been moved up to cook. He loves his job. He shares a couple weeks ago. We went out for lunch and we got talking and it was actually a thing that was on TV that carried on our conversation about where he was, where he's going. And he just looked at me and he said, if it was not for City Kids, I would not have a job. Another miracle. There he is. You know, we still need to pray for him. He's got a ways to go yet. And just this season, another one of our graduates is coming back volunteering at City Kids. So we got to sit back, forget about sometimes our challenges, because it's in the midst of those challenges that God is working. And it's those testimonies that we can share with the kids and everybody else to show that we God is with all of us. We all go through some stuff, and God will rise each one of us up to go there. The rest of us thank Harvest City again, the miracle that Harvest City provides for us. Every time we're thinking, oh no, where's the next dollar going to come from? How are we going to buy lunch? I look at the bank account, and I'm going, where'd that come from? A lot of it, of course, is the funding from Harvest City, but God just knows when we need that dollar to be there for it.
Incredible. Thank you. That's so amazing about a graduate becoming a volunteer and on the board. I know that's been on your heart for so long to see those that come through. It's not just the end of the program when they leave, but there's more to it. And so praise God.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, the program is for kids ages 5 to 17. We've got the youth group as well. But no, it's not you turn 18, goodbye. We're still there. The mentoring still happens because there's a long ways to go to get to where God is calling them to be.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us this morning, Donna. And we're excited to hear some more at Global Impact. So,
thank you.
Well, can we just give another big hand to all of our local partners for sharing with us today? We really hope that this has whet your appetite a little bit for the end of April. And if you don't have these dates in your calendar already, please put them in now. On Friday the 28th, it's going to be our kickoff service. It's always an incredible night. Saturday morning will be a special opportunity to hear from all our partners, hear more from the local partners, our international ones come in. And there's also an optional lunch that you can choose to buy a ticket for, where you can sit down with the partners and chat with them a little bit more. Saturday evening, we're seeing the return of our dessert night, and this year with a missions focus. And I'm right next door to the office where all that planning is going on, and it is exciting. Like, every time they start putting the songs on that they're going to play, I get shivers and tingles. So it's definitely a night you want to be there for. And there is limited availability on that night, so you need to buy a ticket soon. It's not live stream, so you're here in person for that one, and it's going to be amazing. And then, of course, our big finale on Sunday morning and our faith commitment offering. We are so expectant. This theme isn't just a theme that we pulled out of the air. We really believe God is going to do miracles. We're celebrating the miracles he has done, but we're expectant that people are going to come down to this altar and are going to see life-changing things happen, because God is moving and God is going to stir something in you to be a miracle in someone else's life. And so we really hope that you're available to come and join us and celebrate with us and serve with us. You knew it was coming. But we do have opportunities for you to volunteer. Thank you to everybody that has already signed up. But all this can't happen without you, and there are still lots more spaces. We need you. I need you. Please, if you have the time and you can come and serve out only one thing, if we all pull together, we'll see it come off so easily. And it's a joy to serve, isn't it? That's part of what we're here to do and to celebrate together. And so whether this is your first GIC or your 17th GIC, we just believe this is the heartbeat of who we are. It's about living our call and supporting others to live their call as well. And so we're excited for the next few weeks and the promos that will be dropping. And we're just praying to see the gospel preached and to see the kingdom of God here on earth. So, yeah, we're very excited. I'm going to hand it over to Joel to wrap things up.
Awesome. Why don't you stand to your feet this morning and we'll close in prayer. I think we've been encouraged today, have we not? Through the baptisms, through hearing the testimonies. It's always amazing to me the kind of partners that we have through this ministry. It's a joy to partner with you guys. And so let's just pray for these three specific ministries this morning as we close. Father, I thank you for City Kids. I thank you for Morningstar. I thank you for the Love Bus. Lord, I thank you for the people that lead these ministries, the passion that they have, the heart that they have. And today, God, we just pray strength upon them. We pray fresh vision. We pray fresh fire, oh God. Fill them again with your Holy Spirit. God, we pray that 2023 would be a fantastic year in their ministries, a year of growth, a year of increase, just an exponential stories of the faithfulness of God, of lives being changed. Lord, would you bring the resources, both people, building, financial. God, would it be a year where they'd look back and say, we saw the God of miracles provide for us in so many supernatural ways. And so, God, we are excited to be able to partner with them as a church. And Lord, we pray that you would take our loaves and our fishes that we give to you and multiply them exponentially in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for what you've done this morning. We thank you for those who were baptized today. We thank you for how you've stirred in our hearts. Lord, we're just grateful to you for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, be blessed, church. Enjoy some coffee out there in the foyer. And if you want to come back and watch the baptisms in the next service, we'll let you do that as well.
Hey everyone, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We hope you enjoyed it and found something that spoke to you or blessed you in some way. That really is the heart of Harvest City Church, that you'd take what you've heard, learned, or experienced here, and then go out and share that good news with others. So go ahead and post this video to your page, start conversations, and who knows the lives that God could transform through it. If we can support you in some way in this season, please let us know. Maybe you've decided to dedicate your life fully to Jesus. We want to hear about it and celebrate with you and help you in those first steps. Connecting in to share the joys and the struggles of life is why we're here. Finding community is super important too, so if you're wondering about any of our programs for kids, youth, or adults, just reach out to us by phone or at the link below and we'll be in touch. To all of those who are partnering financially with us, thank you for your investment into the kingdom of God. It allows us to do what He's calling us to and reach even more people. For more info on that, go over to harvestconnect.ca/give. If you haven't already, be sure to check out our live stream chat area at harvestconnect.ca/live. It's a great place for interaction, commenting, prayer with our online hosts, and more. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our social pages and all that good stuff too. Take care, keep living your call, and we'll see you again real soon.